This is Stigaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Stigaris. This is flyer number 770, entitled The Masculist Debt to MGTOW. Description. Masculists and MGTOWs do not agree entirely in their respective ideologies, but there are today many millions of men in the world who practice MGTOW tactics with women, thus punishing them for being fluffy parasites, for being monoconscious feminazi bigots, which is what masculists want, aiming to wipe out such women, forcing them to become bi-conscious, and hence much nicer for men to be with. Thus, in practice, the masculists have a strong debt to the MGTOWs that this flyer expresses. Now, the flyer itself. The Masculist Debt to MGTOW by Prof. Dr. Hugo Stigaris. Email Prof. Hugo Stigaris at yahoo.com. Website, profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Despite the fact that masculists are largely critical of MGTOWs, masculists do have a tremendous debt towards MGTOWs. This flyer discusses this debt. What is masculism essentially about? It's the obvious male equivalent of feminism. That is, it's about men's lib. What do men have to be liberated from? Lots of things, the worst of which is men being man-slaves to women, working for women for decades of their lives, which is what masculists call man-slavery. Masculists argued that it was men who gave women science-based medicine. So today, women have a life expectancy of 85 years. Men gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education, so that today most women choose to have 0, 1, or 2 kids. This gives women a career window of half a century. So masculists stand up, pointing a finger at women, telling them in powerful moral terms, quote, "Now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery will get you killed." End quote. Masculists see man slavery as the worst of all gender crimes in either direction, man against woman or woman against man. Masculists are abolitionists who equate man slavery with slavery, that is, as something to be hated, a war issue, so that masculists are at war with fluffies, that is, a highly pejorative masculist label for traditional women who expect to be able to live off the labour and money of a man for decades of their lives. Masculists have a hatred of fluffies, aiming to wipe them off the face of the earth by doing what? By MGTOWing them. That is, by effectively exterminating them, by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, so that fluffies rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely, manless deaths. But this is precisely what masculists want to do with fluffies. Masculists have two main enemies. That is, fluffies, who masculists see as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, to be wiped out in the same way as MGTOWs do. The other main enemy of the masculists are the monoconscious feminists. That is, feminists for whom the only gender politics they have ever heard of is feminist, who know nothing about masculism, who have been brainwashed for 6 decades of feminist gender political monopoly that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors, so that monoconscious feminists feel they have every right to trash men publicly for the horrible gender crimes that men commit against women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. Masculists, however, say that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, that is, that women oppress men too, and in fact, a lot worse than vice versa, given that many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades. making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor gender crimes that men commit against women that the monoconscious feminists keep harping on. So maskers see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites and as indirect geociders, wiping out whole populations. Maskers see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites because they see that women oppress men worse, especially with what the maskers call women's big three. That is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, namely women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Anyone who thinks a little about the big three agrees how horrible they are and that they are gender crimes that last decades, in capital letters, which makes them so serious. Maskers see monoconscious feminists as indirect geociders, wiping out whole populations, because these women have so, quote, poisoned the minds of young women, that two-thirds of young men in the US today don't even date young women, finding such women to be undateable, capital letters. Obviously, a young man who refuses to even date a young woman is not going to give her his sperm. So young men, US men, are crashing the birth rate. This fraction is so large that it's the dominant cause of the birth rate crash that outcompetes the many other reasons for the birth rate crash, such as the cost of housing, the cost of raising a kid, the influence of feminist careerism, etc. Young men who refuse to even date young women are causing the birth rate to tumble, and hence over time for whole populations to crash. Hence the maskers' use of the term geocide, that is, wiping out the population of the earth, which is one of the greatest of all gender crimes. So you can understand why maskers have such a hatred of monoconscious feminists and aim to effectively exterminate them too, as they do towards their other main enemy, the fluffies. Maskers are, in effect, soldiers who are out to kill their enemies, but not with bullets. Bullets are not needed and cost money. There is a far easier and cheaper way to exterminate the enemies of the maskers, and that is to totally ignore fluffies and monoconscious feminists by just walking away from them. That is, forcing these women to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely, manless deaths. But this is what the MGTOWs do, by definition. What does MGTOW, M-G-T-O-W, stand for? It's an acronym for men going their own way, that is, refusing to marry, rejecting paternity, and spending their money on themselves. I asked Jeep, that's J-E-E-P, in brackets, that is my label for GPT-5.6, that is the highly, in brackets, artificially intelligent large language model, LLM, quote, what percentage of men under the age of 30 in the US and South Korea don't even date young women today? Its reply was shocking, namely, dash, quote, and this is ad-libbing now, this is now the answer given by Jeep. No, this is not my text. It'll come back to me later. Quote, there's no exact official statistic for heterosexual men under 30 who do not date women. The closest survey measures are whether men are currently in a romantic relationship and whether unattached men are actively looking for dates. So the measure not currently in committed relationship for the US, that's about 63%. And for South Korea, it's about 60 to 61%. And the measure not even seeking dates, estimated for the US, that's 30 to 35%, and for South Korea, about 35 to 40%. About voluntarily not dating. So for the US, PW, that's Pew Research Center, they're a reputable opinion polling company in the US. Pew's latest detailed national breakdown found that 63% of American men aged 18 to 29 were single, meaning not married, cohabiting, or in a committed romantic relationship. However, single can include men who occasionally date. Among single American men, 50% said they were not looking for either a relationship or casual dates. Applying that rate approximately to the 63% single figure gives 63% times 50% is about 32%. Thus, a reasonable estimate is that about a third of all American men under 30 are neither partnered nor actively seeking dates. This is an approximation because Pew did not publish the exact age by sex combination for not looking for South Korea. A Korean national survey of young adults found that nearly 40% of young men were currently dating, implying that approximately 60.1% were not currently dating. The survey covered young adults somewhat beyond age 30, so it's not a perfect under 30 measure. Among the Korean men who were not dating, 61.4% described their non-dating status as voluntary. Combining those percentages suggests that approximately 60.1% times 61.4% is about 37% of young Korean men were voluntarily not dating. A newer 2025 survey of unmarried Koreans found that 61.1% of people in their 20s, men and women combined, were not currently in a relationship, supporting the approximately 60% figure. Bottom line, approximately, for the US, 63% are not in a committed relationship. Perhaps 32% are not even trying to date. And for South Korea, approximately 60 to 61% are not currently dating. Roughly 37% appear to be voluntarily abstaining from dating. So, the proportion without a current girlfriend or partner is surprisingly similar, around 3/5 in both countries. The clearer difference is that voluntary withdrawal from dating appears especially culturally established in South Korea. That's end quote. That's the end of Jeep's answer. Okay, back to me. Since Jeep thinks a million times faster than I do as a human being, whose neurons communicate at chemical speeds, that is about 100 meters per second, whereas computers communicate at the speed of light, that is a million times faster, then in a minute or so, Jeep can consult many databases of appropriate data and come up with very interesting stats, which is why I rely so much upon it for my maskless opinions, and are prepared to pay for it to the tune of about Australian $30 per month. So according to Jeep, roughly 60% of young men between 18 and 30 in both the US and South Korea are single, and that 32% and 37% in the US and South Korea, respectively, consciously choose not to date. These stats show clearly that the MGTOWs are having a huge effect upon society, effectively wiping it out. Many of these men may not be MGTOWs ideologically, but are in practice. By choosing to not even date young women, they are crashing the birth rate. Monoconscious feminists blame men for the crash in the birth rate. But to biconscious masculines and MGTOWs, this is just another example of monoconscious feminist hypocrisy, since the MGTOWs and masculines have two main reasons why they avoid having relationships with women. One is the toxicity of divorce for men, where one father in four gets butchered in the hated, that is by MGTOWs and masculists, fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts, where women are still treated as fluffies and men are seen as cash machines to be robbed and abused. Most young men in many countries today are aware of the toxicity of the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts that were taken over by the feminists in the 70s, who brought with them their unquestioned, unconscious expectations of men, that men were the breadwinners who are, quotes, put on this earth to pay for women to have babies. Young men are thus avoiding marriage like the plague, absolutely refusing to take a one chance in four of being butchered in a fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court, who prefer to live the MGTOW lifestyle in practice, if not in terms of ideological conviction. Thus, it's MGTOW ideas in practice that are achieving what the masculists want, that is, stopping women from being parasites of men's money and labour. Masculists have a hatred of manslavery, remember, who aim to wipe fluffies off the face of the earth. In practice, that is what MGTOWs are already doing, and in huge numbers. Look at the Jeep stats above. So masculists acknowledge that they have a huge practical debt to the MGTOWs, even though there are major ideological differences between the two movements. This is the end of part one.